We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A student in her 30s with no underlying health conditions has become the youngest person in New South Wales to die after contracting COVID-19. Adriana Madore Takara, a 38-year-old Brazilian national, will be remembered as the brightest star by friends devastated by her sudden death. Ms. Takara was one of two new COVID-19 related deaths announced on Sunday, taking the total number of deaths this outbreak to 8. It came as New South Wales recorded 141 new locally acquired cases of COVID from a record 102,000 tests. At least 38 cases were in the community while infectious, with strict lockdown measures still failing to bring the number of new cases down. A southwestern Sydney woman in her 70s also died in the early hours of Sunday morning. She had received just one AstraZeneca dose. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, head to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Parents of obese children who are observed to be gaining massive amounts of weight and seen eating pizza and potato cakes at recess face being reported to child protection authorities by teachers. But health experts warn that because almost one quarter of all New South Wales school kids now considered overweight or obese, parents may have trouble accepting their child is beyond a healthy weight range when teachers try to counsel them about the issue. The New South Wales Department of Education's mandatory reporter guide urges teachers to counsel parents if their child's heavy weight threatens their own lives and to report them if they do not take action to stop it. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A man who allegedly punched a police horse captured in shocking pictures from the protest will remain behind bars while another protester on similar charges walked on bail. Christian Pukalnik, 33, appeared in a short hearing at Parramatta Children's Court charged with multiple offences, including animal cruelty, unlawful assembly and breaching health orders on Sunday. Appearing via video link wearing a purple jumper, Pukalnik did not apply for bail or enter a plea after being charged for allegedly punching Tobruk the police horse. Another man at the rally, photographer Rimon Korkis, 36, pleaded not guilty in court to assaulting an officer, animal cruelty and breaching health orders. The court heard Korkis attended the protest out of frustration as his business had closed. And Australia's number one real estate agent said he has zero regrets for turning down the chance to appear on new hit real estate show Lux Listing Sydney. They asked me to do the show, but I didn't want to, Alexander Phillips from PPD Real Estate in Willara in Sydney's eastern suburbs said. I have zero regrets. The Amazon scripted reality show has been a hit with fans across the globe as it showcases multi-million dollar properties with water views and those who battle to sell them. But Mr. Phillips, who last year sold $750 million worth of property to earn more than $10 million in commissions and the top spot in the real estate ladder for the 6 year running, said true sales were about hard work and dedication, not flashiness. And that is your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.